And there's another thing you can do on the end there that we used to do with Chet and all those guys. It's like we play that, play the M minor part. The place of going back to C and going. The place of doing that, we go. C. So you just start at C down here. That's it. Now just go back. Now, if you want to do that, if you want to play that chord, can.
I'd rather.
But you already got this one locked up, so play. So go. Just go back. You're lasting. Then just break to a regular. No, I did do it. Just take it. Don't worry about it. A flat there. Then switch to these fingers. And then. If you switch there, it's. It works a lot smoother.
How are you playing your sample?
Right now, just like so. Now, you can play it like that. There's no law against it. Mm-hmm. But as long as we're trying to get that little finger active, we'll use it every chance we get.
Right.
So just go back. Now you're at A flat. Now you change. Now you're right back. Now. If you want a little pattern to play there, so it goes like. See? And if it was in tempo, it goes. You can play those like a fiddle.
Yeah.
If you overlap and hit the, it's all right. It's all right if you hit the. It's all right if you hit the other strings because they're all in the pattern, and there's no way it's going to sound bad because you're right in key all the time. So all you have to do is just tell your guitar player to just take a hang a C and just go right. And the way to do it is wait till you get over to your, like the last chords you're going to play, you know,
yeah.
and then lay it in there for an ending.